kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nitong Sabado ay naging saksi tayo sa pagpirma ng kasunduan para sa Philippine Studies Program sa pagitan ng Australia at Pilipinas. Pero ano nga ba ang programang ito? At anong benepisyo sa mga estudyante, gayon din sa dalawang bansa? Pakinggan natin ang ulat na ito. Isang linggo pa lamang sa Melbourne sina Andrew Albert T. at Gilbert Jacob K. na parehong profesor sa Ateneo de Manila University sa Pilipinas, pero tila nagiging paborito na nila ang Melbourne dahil sa makulay na kultura. Ang dalawa ay 4 na buwan na mananatili sa Australia bilang bahagi ng partnership ng kanilang universidad sa La Trobe University sa Australia sa ilalim ng Philippine Studies Program.
We're both employed by Ateneo, and the partnership program between La Trobe and Ateneo is a joint co-supervision. So our external co-supervisors are staff from Ateneo, they're our colleagues, and our principal supervisors are in La Trobe. And the way the program was designed was that it was designed to be done remotely so that we were doing our research abroad. We were communicating with our La Trobe supervisors via Zoom even before the pandemic, so we sort of got used to that. So we're here now for a period of 4 months. It's an optional part of the scholarship that will allow us to more closely immerse ourselves in Melbourne's culture, the research culture, but also the overall general vibe of the city itself.
Yan ang tinig ni Andrew. Kapwa nag-aaral ang dalawa ng Doctor of Philosophy. Si Gilbert naman, masaya sa pagkakataon na makaharap ang mga taga-universidad sa Australia na madalas niyang nakakausap online.
Our program kasi, we both started 2019, but we've done our research mostly in the Philippines. So our stay here is part of the contract. So we're staying here for a maximum of 4 months. So we're staying here for 4 months just to get the feel of the city. And kung may mga events sa school, ganun, at least we can attend face-to-face, diba? Especially nung pandemic, parang tumigil yung world. So everything was done online, diba? So even our data gathering was done online. Kaya ngayon, we're very happy that we're here. At least may opportunity na to meet colleagues and other students and to attend events in the university.
Dumalo ang dalawa sa isang formal na seremonya ng pagpirma sa pagitan ng Embahada ng Pilipinas sa Australia at La Trobe University para sa Philippine Studies Program nitong Sabado na ginanap sa Konsulado ng Pilipinas sa Melbourne. Ayon sa website ng Embahada, ang Philippines-Australia Studies Center ay itinaguyod noong 2003 bilang joint venture sa pagitan ng dalawang nabanggit na universidad. Sa naging paunang talumpati ni Consul General Maria Lourdes Salcedo, iginit nito ang kahalagahan ng programa para sa mga estudyante.
Among the proposed activities of the Philippine Studies Program at La Trobe University is to engage the Filipino-Australian Student Council of Victoria, or FASCO. This would undoubtedly involve a holistic approach that would go beyond academic concerns to also include, hopefully, students' welfare and overall well-being.
Si Dr. Raul Sanchez Uribarri naman ang kinatawan ng La Trobe University. Sinabi nitong napakagandang panahon ng partnership para sa dalawang bansa.
With the very generous funding that we have received to create the foundation for this new program, this new phase for Filipino studies at La Trobe University, we see the opportunity precisely not only to accomplish a series of goals and tasks that we have set ourselves to do in collaboration with Filipino students and academics here and in the Philippines, but also for additional work, hopefully for the future.
Sa tala ng Department of Education ng Australia, mahigit 12,000 ang bilang ng mga international students mula sa Pilipinas dito sa Australia, simula Enero hanggang Mayo 2022. 3% ito sa kabuuang bilang ng mga international students sa Australia ngayong taon. Ayon kay Philippine Ambassador to Australia Helen De La Vega, na dumalo din sa pagtitipon, malaki anya ang ginagampanan ng edukasyon sa pagpapatatag ng relasyon ng Pilipinas at Australia.
We're looking at elevating our partnership with Australia into a strategic one. So what is the better way to really elevate it than through the pillar of people-to-people links? So itong studies program na shepherd o pioneering initiative of Senator Loren Legarda is actually more of bringing greater awareness for Australians to understand the Philippines and at the same time for the Philippine students to be part of this cohort where they could help make Australians understand the Philippines as well. Because if there was not much discussion on the details, but part of the details will include the involvement of FASCO, of all these student organizations actually here in the state of Victoria.
Dagdag pa ni Ambassador na maaaring asahan ang iba pang partnership sa iba't ibang estado at universidad sa dalawang bansa.
You can expect, for instance, more bilateral engagements and agreements between certain universities and universities in the Philippines, trying to find out some areas in specific degree courses where they can cooperate, and so we can help develop or evolve these new skills that we're hearing from Dr. Trevor, for instance, when he mentioned about food, water, energy, security, because this will be the needs of the future or even now as we get into the second half of the 21st century.
Umaasa naman sina Gilbert at Andrew na maibabahagi nila ang kanilang mga matututunan sa Australia sa kanilang pagbabalik sa Pilipinas. Nais din nilang ipagpatuloy ang ganitong programa hindi lang sa kanilang universidad kundi maging sa ibang eskwelahan sa Pilipinas.
Kasi kami, we're really supposed to go back to Ateneo after the program. So I think medyo cliche, pero syempre we're gonna bring back all our learnings back to the academe, diba? Share our experiences with our colleagues but also to our students. So I feel nga na trial by fire itong ginagawa namin ni Andrew dito. So pagbalik sa Philippines, syempre I feel like I'll be able to guide more students, diba, in their research. Maybe, I don't know, open up more opportunities for maybe some kind of partnership like this. Yun, ang daming possibilities.
In terms of what I hope to take after the program, just like Gilbert, I welcome the expansion of my own perspectives and the possibility of sharing those perspectives with my colleagues and with my students. I also want to push for a continuation of the La Trobe Ateneo partnership. Yeah. I think ang daming ang positive value, not just in terms of professional benefits, but I think also the interpersonal. We have very professional relationships with our supervisors in La Trobe, with the staff that we've met, but these are also very strong, very friendly, and very convivial kinds of relationships. And I think that's something to be valued. Above and beyond any professional benefit, there is the interpersonal and intercultural benefit that comes with it.
Sa naturang pagtitipon, nagkaroon din ng student forum at networking kung saan iba't ibang akademiko ang nagbahagi ng kaalaman, gaya na binibining Kim Clary ng Global Victoria, Dr. Alfred Presbitero ng Deakin Business School, Dr. Marian Season at Dr. Robbie Guevara ng RMIT University, gayon din ang iba pang mga leader ng komunidad. Habang nagbigay naman ng mga testimonya ang ilang international students sa kanilang mga hamon na kinaharap habang nag-aaral at kung paano ito napagtagumpayan. Ayon kay Ambassador Helen de la Vega, dapat na mamuhunan sa susunod na henerasyon gaya ng mga estudyante na balang araw ay magiging leader sa kani-kanilang mga larangan.
Actually, personally, I'm excited. As you probably know, this has really been my advocacy when we begin planning out the strategic partnership. Ito na yung nilagay ko sa action plan, education cooperation, because I think that with what is happening in the region, especially during the COVID years, the surge, and what's happening in the geopolitical space, I think we should really come up with our own branding of Philippine-Australian relations, and that branding will have to come from a real core of the new generation of Filipino-Australians who are invested in this relationship. And ito yung mga estudyante natin ngayon dito.
Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.